This is Dr. Jimmy Nichols, equine nutritionist. On this podcast, we will explore unique cases, debunk popular myths, and break down advanced research data. Join me for a little fun, a lot of science, and some real-world advice for feeding horses. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jimmy. Welcome to episode 67, where we are going to be talking about cold water and hot horses. So I get these questions, or at least I hear people asking these questions, and I've even asked them myself through the years. Should you let a hot horse drink cold water? Should you hose off a hot horse? Should you scrape the water, or should you let it sit? So today we are going to be addressing those questions based on the scientific literature that is available out there. Now, before we get into the show, I want to remind you all about the upcoming Equus Summit that is going to be happening on Friday, July 9th and Saturday, July 10th, 2021. This is a free educational symposium designed specifically for horse owners. There are going to be expert speakers. I'm really excited that I was selected to be one of the guests. So you've got a handful of researchers, scientists, nutritionists, veterinarians. All of these experts are going to be bringing real life applicable information to you as horse owners. And the best part is it is being brought to you completely free of charge. And it's going to be available online or virtual. So you don't even have to get out of your pajamas if you don't want to. You can do this all from the comfort of your own home at no cost. So if you do want to attend that, be sure to register. Just go to www.attendequisummit.com. That's all one word, attendequisummit.com. And I'll be sure to leave that link in the show notes so that you can get to that. Well, I want to also wish everyone a happy 4th of July. So this is a really big weekend in the United States, and it's always full of big horse-related activities, and people are going everywhere and doing things with their horses. And, you know, this is also July is really kind of the start of two of the hottest months of the year, right? So I always kind of think of, you know, July and August as being those super hot months. It seems like, you know, it quits raining, it gets really hot. It just, everything starts to kind of dry up. It just starts to get pretty intense. So I felt like this was really the perfect time to talk about cold water and hot horses and really address some of the super common myths that are going around out there and have been for many, many years. So the first question, should you let a horse drink after a workout when they are hot? Okay. Specifically, you know, should you let that horse drink cold water when they're hot? Okay. So I hear a lot of myths. You know, people will say you should never let a hot horse drink cold water because, and then they'll give, you know, all of these reasons, right? I hear people say that, you know, it'll cause laminitis, or they think it'll induce shock, or, you know, I've heard people say, oh, it kills, you know, the good bacteria in the hind gut. Or other people, you know, I've heard people say, oh, it causes stomach cramps or brain freezes, or, you know, it's just like the list can go on of all of these reasons that people come up with not to offer cold water to a hot horse. The reality is none of that is true. Okay. So I always kind of like to start with practical thinking first based on facts that we know or have available to us. Okay. So if you think about it, the horse, you know, depending on their age and their breed and their size and everything, their esophagus, okay, is between 4 to 6.5 feet long. Okay. So the esophagus is that tube that connects the mouth to the stomach, right? So a horse's normal internal body temperature, for those of you who don't know, that their normal body temperature is between 99 to 101.5 degrees, okay, Fahrenheit. So the idea that a single swallow of water would still be ice cold by the time it travels 6 feet through a 100-degree esophagus or 100-degree tube, you know, that seems a little bit silly to me, right? But there are plenty of people out there who absolutely swear by this rule and refuse to let their horses drink after a workout. Now, restricting water from your horse is dangerous, especially in hot summer months. I mean, that water is critical for helping your horse cool down, and it's critical for helping prevent dehydration. So there is absolutely no scientific evidence to support any of those myths or wives' tales that I mentioned before. Okay, so just to reiterate, it's okay to let your horse drink cold water. It's not going to cause shock. It's not going to cause a brain freeze. It's not going to kill the bacteria in the gut. It's not going to cause laminitis. It's not going to cause cramps. None of that is true. So a research trial was actually conducted in 1996 to determine if horses in hot weather had a preference for ice water versus water that was ambient temperature. And in that particular study, the researchers, so they offered ice water. So that was anything that was about, you know, 32 to 33 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 to 1 degree Celsius. Okay. And then they also offered ambient temperature water. So in this particular study, that averaged about 23 degrees Celsius or 73 degrees Fahrenheit. So it was just relatively cool water, right? It wasn't hot, but it was somewhat cool, right? Cooler than our body temperature, certainly. Cooler than the horse's body temperature, certainly. And what those researchers found is that those horses actually drank similar amounts of ice water compared to the water that was ambient temperature. All right. So the takeaway here is it is absolutely completely safe to offer water straight out of the hydrant. Okay. Even if it feels extremely cold to us, it still is going to be warmer than ice water, which is what they used in this study. Right. So, you know, in hot weather, horses are going to drink just as much ice cold water as they will ambient temperature water. All right. So there is no need for you to let your water sit and warm up. If your water is coming out of that hydrant just extra, extra cold, that's completely safe. There's also no need to continuously add ice to water that might be, you know, sitting in a bucket and getting warmed up to ambient temperature, you know, if it sits in the stall or sits there, you know, I mean, if it's warming up to 75, I think in that particular trial, I think I saw that some of the water temperatures even got up to 85 degrees and the horses still drank that just fine. So, you know, you don't have to let really cold water warm up, and you don't have to try to cool down really warm water either. Horses in those hot temperatures, according to that study, drank an equal amount of water no matter what temperature it was. You know, ultimately, what you need to do is just always let your horse drink water after a workout, okay? The temperature of that water is not what's important. Just make sure that it's relatively cool to the touch, right? You don't want to feed water that's been sitting in the sun and is actually like scorching to the touch. That you obviously don't want to do that. But as long as it is cool to the touch, if it's cooler than your own body temperature, it is more than adequate for your horse. You know, I think it's important just remember that, you know, restricting water after a workout is dangerous because it can lead to dehydration, right? We definitely don't want our horses dealing with dehydration, especially during the hot weather, because they're also sweating. And so they're losing a lot more water than they're used to. And the other piece to keep in mind is that a lower water intake can also increase the chance of an impaction colic, okay? Especially if you are feeding hay. And the reason for that is because the dry matter content of hay is so much higher compared to the dry matter content of pasture grasses. So if you are feeding your hay, if your horses are on a hay-only diet, it's even more critical for your horses to have access to water anytime they want it, even if that is right after a really hard workout. So, take home message, always offer water. Don't worry if it's ice cold, it's completely fine. Don't worry if it's, you know, feels like it's getting up to ambient temperature. As long as it is relatively cool to the touch, it is completely safe to offer that to your horse. Now, the next topic or question is, you know, and this isn't necessarily nutrition related, but it definitely fits in the realm of this topic. So I felt like it was appropriate to include on the episode. So the question is, should you hose a hot horse off with cool water or cold water, either one? And if you do, should you then scrape the water off or should you let it sit? I will be the first to admit that I have always been a water scraper, right? It just seemed logical to me that water sitting on a horse, you know, it just, in my head, I felt like that would have some kind of an insulating effect. But I tell you what, I am not too prideful to admit that science has certainly proven me wrong in this instance. So in a study that was just published last month, or well, I guess it was May 2021, the researchers compared the cooling effects of three different methods. So the first method was no water on the horse. So basically just, you know, hot horse, letting them just cool on their own in the air, no water. The second method was applying cold water to the horses every minute for 6 minutes without scraping the water off. So they would apply every minute and they would just let that water sit. Okay. Then the third method was applying that cold water every minute for 6 minutes, but after they would apply, they would scrape it off immediately before they would reapply again, and then they would scrape and reapply again, and so on. So the results are kind of fun on this one. So basically, the scientists, what they did is they looked at the rectal temperature and then the central venous temperature, and they used those two values to determine how quickly the horses cooled down or how quickly they brought their body temperature back down into normal ranges. And the results were really surprising to me, honestly. So both of the cold water applications, okay, so horses that were cooled using water. So both scraping and non-scraping. So both forms of using water was more effective than not hosing at all. Okay. So that first method of just, you've got a sweaty horse, you pull the tack off and you just let him be, that is not a good approach. Okay. So if you need to cool your horse, you need to get water involved. But so both cooling and letting that, or hosing and letting that water sit, and hosing and scraping that water, both of those methods were more effective than not putting water on the horse at all. But they took it a step further, and when they compared the differences between scraping the water and letting the water just sit, the researchers found that letting that water sit actually resulted in significantly lower body temperatures compared to hosing and then scraping that water off immediately. So, I mean, I figured for sure that the water and scrape method would be best, but it was not. Okay. So this study proves that constant contact with water is actually more important for heat conduction and more effective than producing and using sweat evaporation, okay, to remove the heat. So meaning that, you know, no water at all scenario. So all in all, you know, this is important information if you have a horse that is overheated or suffering from EHI. So EHI stands for exertional heat illness. Okay. So that can happen following a really hard workout, especially under hot and humid conditions. So, you know, in hot, humid conditions, it is absolutely imperative to help horses cool down after a workout, and intermittent hosing with cool water and then letting that water sit in between those applications is the research proven best approach to helping bring that horse's core body temperature back into normal ranges. Now, on the flip side, this just as a sidebar here, I mean, if you're hosing horses off and you're in cold climates and you're in cold months of the year, you do want to make sure that you're scraping that water off after the bath and allowing that horse to dry before you put their blankets back on and before you turn them back out. So just, that's just kind of a side note. If you are in the cold months, cold climates, all of that, you know, definitely make sure that you are scraping, because in that situation, it's not necessarily about bringing that horse's core body temperature back down to normal. It's more just about, you know, keeping the skin clean, you know, getting the sweat and the salt off and making sure that, you know, everything is good before you put blankets back on. So it's kind of two different scenarios. So I think maybe that's also where some of the confusion might come in with horse owners, like how you manage that. And that's probably going to need to vary depending on the time of the year, the climate that you're in, you know, what your intent is with using the water baths. So I do want to point out that, you know, research on cooling a heat-stressed horse is not anything new. Now, I know that I mentioned that that study was just published like literally like 45 days ago, but there's actually been a lot of research on this topic prior to this. So after the Atlanta Olympics in 1996, researchers, you know, they found there that this continuous application of cold water without scraping was indeed the most effective way to cool down a horse that was overheated. And then since Atlanta, researchers have been collecting data during both Olympic and World Equestrian events. So, you know, Athens, Beijing, Tryon, Tokyo, all of this kind of goes into that pool of data, which supports the benefits of cold water hosing to help bring those horses' core body temperatures back into normal ranges. So bottom line, if you are working horses in hot, humid climates and they become overheated, it is important to make sure that you use the constant contact with cold water to help bring their core body temperature back to normal. Okay, so don't scrape the horse after hosing them down. It's okay to let that water sit for a bit. You know, the best method, and all of these studies kind of show it, is hose with cold water, let them sit for a bit, hose with cold water, let them sit for a few minutes, hose with cold water, and just kind of this cycle of getting the water on them and then letting it sit and getting more cool water on them and letting it sit. That seems to be the most effective. Now, I'm going to dispel some of the myths. Okay. So when it comes to hosing horses off with water, using cold water or cool water on a hot horse does not cause muscle damage. Okay, it does not cause laminitis. It does not induce shock. It will not give them a heart attack. It also does not constrict skin blood flow. Okay. And then, you know, like I said, leaving that water on the horse does not insulate them and it does not prevent that heat loss. Okay. It actually helps that heat dissipate off of that horse. Those evaporative effects override any insulating aspects that we might believe are going on. So, you know, don't scrape your horse. If you're trying to help them cool off, leave that water on there. Don't scrape them. And then, you know, lastly, it does not matter where you start applying the water. Okay. So that's, you know, I have always heard, you need to start at the feet and work your way up, or you need to avoid the back, or you need to focus on areas, you know, where there's a lot of big blood vessels. Okay. None of that's really true. So it doesn't matter where you start applying it, right? You don't have to start at the feet. You don't have to concentrate on those large blood vessels. It's not more effective to cover the horse with wet towels. So that's another thing, you know, people think that if they cover the horse with soaking wet towels, you don't have to do any of that. Okay. So just use the cold water. It's completely safe. It's completely fine. Just get it on the horse and leave it on the horse. That's kind of bottom line right there. So I will post a list of the research papers that I was able to get my hands on. I'll put those in the show notes in case anybody doesn't believe me and wants to dig into the research out there a little bit more intensely. So I want to thank you all for listening this week, and I hope you have a very safe and happy 4th of July, and I hope that you are lucky enough to be spending it with the horse or horses that you love the most. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Feed Room Chemist. If you like what you hear, be sure to share with your friends, post to social media, or give us a review. And as Winston Churchill used to say, no hour of life is wasted that is spent in the saddle. So go saddle up.